Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that she just really treasures the conviction of the Holy Spirit and sees that it just is for her salvation, her safekeeping, and that it's just how important it is. And she never has a mind to disregard the conviction of the Spirit. Ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, going through Isaiah 33 and the book of Amos, talking about times of judgment and how dangerous they can get and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit, that it's Him that's going to keep you safe, okay, and guide you through these times. And talking about hearing the Holy Spirit and the parable of the sowers, types of tribulation that you can encounter once things start going good. I want to take a brief moment, though, talked in the previous podcast about where you can have a strong tower being exalted in your mind, but then getting deceived if it's the Holy Spirit trying to convict you of your sin, okay, the difference between the two. I just want to talk to you really briefly about, again, just that conviction of the Holy Spirit, how important it is, because I've just encountered this so often to where a person will be hearing the Holy Spirit and walking with Him, okay? But then they're off on something, okay? To where the Lord is trying to convict them on something and they're just not getting it, okay? And so the Lord has to work with them from the outside, okay? So that they will hear and be corrected, okay? And they will think to themselves, well, that's not the Holy Spirit, okay? I don't believe that's Him. Something that is really dangerous about that if you're wrong, okay, there's only one God, okay, there's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, there's only one God, okay, so if you are being convicted, okay, or He's trying to convict you of your sin, and you're not hearing inwardly, so He has to work with you from the outside, and then you say to yourself, well, that's not Him, okay, I don't think that's Him. Okay, either because whatever's going on in your heart, you don't like what you're hearing, you don't want to repent of that, you don't believe that, there's pride there, whatever it is, okay? When you push that away, okay, you need to know that if you're wrong and you're not listening to the Holy Spirit and He's convicting you, and you say, well, that's not Him, there's only one God, and you start believing something else, because you only have two options at that point. One, to hear and receive and convict and repent, right? Or two, to say, no, that's not Him, reject, push away, and then you're going to listen to and believe something else, okay? And at that moment, you're in a place of deception, and you need to know that, okay? Because what can happen is then when you're seeking after the Spirit, okay, is you still are seeking after the Spirit, okay? And it's kind of tricky, because what happens is you are still seeking after the Lord, but you've chosen to ignore the truth, okay, and the Spirit when He's trying to deal with you. So now you're still seeking after the Lord, and now you're seeking after a deception, okay? I hope that makes sense, okay? Because you've said, no, I'm not going to listen to that. That's a lie. I don't believe that. But you're still seeking after the Lord and trying to go after Him, and now you're going to hear something else, okay? Because there's only one God, okay? And it's either Him or it's not, okay? So if you're wrong and someone's trying to help you and put you back on the path and you say, no, I don't want to hear that, but that's not the Lord, I don't believe that's Him, I'm going to keep seeking after the Lord, okay, now I'm going to keep working with Him and talking with Him, and I hear Him over here. This is where I'm talking to the Lord, I can hear Him and walk with Him over here. Well, if you're wrong and you've just, you know, rejected the conviction of the Holy Spirit from the outside in another place, you're now listening to and walking with the deception, okay? Because there's just only one God. There's not two, okay? I hope that makes sense. I'll go and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she has a real honest heart, that if you're trying to work with her on anything, that she really seeks it out with a heart and mind that's honest and true, to that desires to obey you. Ask all these prayers, you Father, Son, in Jesus' name. Amen.